Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo? Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.
Jay Weintraub, 10 North Franklin Avenue in Margate. Raised our children down the shore every summer. No one went to camp. Great beaches. A year and a half ago, our beaches were magnificent. And there's been a major change in our beaches. It's nowhere near what we had. And it was forced upon us. We had no choice. But now we're faced with a situation with flooding problems. We're faced with handicap problems. We're faced with situations as we get older, as we age, as our community is aging, that people can't get to this beach. We're now faced with a situation of these outfall pipes, which have industrialized our beaches and taken away that beauty that we once had. And it's going to create a problem with traversing the beaches, going up and down the beaches, walking. How do we get there? What happens when we take a walk and all of a sudden, an hour later, we get to our beach and we can't get there because the pipe is blocking us and the water is up to here? That creates a problem. People have brought up the subject of a boardwalk. It's been a long time since we've had a boardwalk in Margate. I support that idea. I think it can solve a lot of these ADA issues. It helps us to get across the dunes. It'll make a much more family-friendly area for people to be in. People will complain. 50 people along the beach, which do not represent the majority, may complain, I lose my privacy. But everybody has to walk up their beach block anyway to get to the beach. So what loss of privacy? So perhaps we can find a way to stop this project and say if we got $10 million or $12 million from the Army Corps to create this drainage system, stop. Find a way to stop it and say if there's $8 million left, can we divert that to a boardwalk system that would benefit all? Venner does not have an outfall system. They have the percolation under the boardwalk. The boardwalk created a great natural drainage ditch, and they did not destroy their beaches. What can we do to perhaps go down that path? And not just with rhetoric to get through election time, but with serious efforts to create a citizens group, a feasibility study, a cost study, and present to the citizens, both taxpayers that vote and taxpayers that just enjoy the city. What can we do? Thank you.
I'm Alice Kalish, and my husband Steve and I live at 111 South Exeter. We took the following measurements of the dune ramp out South Exeter Avenue. The street side ramp length is 40 feet, which equals an incline of 20.5 degrees. The ocean side ramp length is 50 feet, which equals an incline of 16.3 degrees. The degree of incline of these ramps is nowhere near the ADA acceptable maximum of 4.78 degrees. Our daughter has MS, and our 16-year-old granddaughter is a heart and kidney transplant patient and has an above-the-knee amputation. They are both wheelchair-bound. None of us is able to push a wheelchair-bound person safely up the ramps at the current angles of incline. In addition, because of health considerations, many times a day, we are required to return to our home from the beach for the purpose of taking care of personal and medical needs. We must use our private facilities for this rather than being forced to use often overused public facilities that also lack refrigeration. Returning to our home on South Exeter from South Huntington, where there is an ADA ramp, repeatedly during the day, given the distance between the ADA ramp at South Huntington and our home, is an extreme hardship. For the South Exeter ramps to be ADA compliant, the ramp length for a straight ramp must be 168 feet from ramp bottom to top. It is possible to accomplish this at the South Exeter Beach entrance without building switchbacks. So we would like to know what steps must be taken to have our South Exeter street side and ocean side ramps redesigned and constructed to meet the ADA accessibility parameter of 4.78 degrees of incline.
Why don't you add that to the list of things that we were... And Alice, you and I have had this conversation before, and we're here to give you whatever assistance you need. You can be assured of that. Mm-hmm. Okay?
You're aware that
they essentially, the Army Corps has dictated there's only four ramps that were required. We have argued that point several times. We will continue to argue that point to try to get one there.
Please, Joe.
Was the city able to get an answer on a boardwalk from the government or anybody that you have to ask about?
Not at this point.
Not yet.
And can we push them to get an answer for that?
Probably not. You have no idea how frustrating this all is.
Yeah, no.
You have no idea.
I mean,
when Mr. Wahlberg made that original call, which was within, the meeting was on a Thursday, we called there on Monday.
Yes.
And they had no idea where to even direct us. Have they ever gotten back to you since?
The phone call people haven't. We took it upon ourselves to pick some department heads that we felt land use regulation, CAFRA. We sent them letters asking,
well,
what is your...
Why don't we push them a little bit and say, can we put this up for a vote in the city? And if the vote says yes, let's just start.
Okay,
we'll be sure to get back to us.
You have no idea how frustrating this is. So I'm on a beach inspecting Drainage System 5 when someone very high up in the DEP walked up to me and said, "Hi, Mike, how are you?" I said, "I'm fine, how are you?" He says, "I hear you want a boardwalk." I said, "That's what we're looking for." He says, "Well, I'm telling you right now, don't ask us for any money." These are tough battles that we fight. We're not stopping. Listen, let me tell you, everybody, I don't want the Dems. I love the beach. I said they're going to ruin our beaches forever in lots of meetings with them.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No, they obviously don't. On your beach, they stuck a mound of sand at the end of the... It doesn't make sense.
Do you think it was personal?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, just like they stuck the dune on Nassau. Nah, why?
No.
I have no idea.
Government.
But anyway, Chuck Cavanaugh, 10 South Brunswick. Just a comment quick. The speech is like Orwellian, hearing how great the new outfall systems are working, how wonderful they're working. What is their goal? If their goal is to drain water, standing water off the beach, we have not had any kind of rain since last summer that would have left standing water on the beach. So that is a false statement that they're working. And if you don't believe that, go to Longport. There's no standing water on the beach there. Go to Ventnor. There's no standing water on the beach there. Go to Margate. There's no standing water on the beach. So it's the thing that the Army Corps of Engineers is doing some wonderful job and they're ahead of schedule and the systems are working is a false narrative that should be avoided. It's just not worth going there. I'm going to repeat the same two questions I asked last year because I think a lot of people here want to know this. No level of government that I'm aware of anywhere had clearer direction than the Margate Commission had last year, and that was to not enter into any agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers, and we don't want outfall pipes. This citizens couldn't have been clearer to you. It was impossible that you didn't understand that. So my question is, why? Why did you enter into that agreement that you were clearly directed by the citizens not to do? That's one question. The second question, I don't expect answers today, but I think you owe the citizens an answer at some point. Second question is, since you're in clear violation of Ordinance 2001-14 that prevents you from doing this, what are you going to do about that? You're certainly violating the spirit of the ordinance, that's clear, but I would also contend you're in verbatim violation of an ordinance in this city by signing that agreement. So I ask those two questions. Before you signed the agreement, I asked it right after. I've never gotten an answer. I think you owe people an answer. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
I had the opportunity to take a walk on the beach at high tide. And at high tide, there are some beaches where there's only 30, 40 feet of beach left.
Okay, I haven't looked at it, like, to be honest with you.
You guys should, because the question is, if that's accurate, you know, if that's not an unusual occurrence, what can we be doing about that?
Do you recall where?
Pembroke.
Okay. Well,
and also at, what's the street just north of Washington? Ocean
Adams.
Heights.
Adams.
Oh, Decatur just also. North.
Okay. So we have several, I don't know if anyone else has so there's several instances of that.
I think that Alice spoke to an issue that's more prevalent than anybody realizes. We very often have people who are capable that have been rendered incapable now. I don't believe the city fire department and the beach patrol can handle such a degree of elderly and handicapped and incapable people to get over the dunes anymore. The confusion comes in the fact that we have handicapped accessible beaches, but now we don't because of the dunes. I think that we have an ADA compliance issue here, citywide. I think that they have not just ruined our pristine beaches, but have handicapped the entire city. There's no possible way that the number of people that need to enter on a grade can get into four beaches. We already have a problem parking in Margate. We really need to take huge control of this and wrestle them to the ground. The Army Corps of Unengineers is a Shonda to all of us, and I think that we have been abused.
Thank you, Ellen.
Alice Grossman, 308 North Jerome. First, I want to say on the boardwalk, I thought this was more about, and I know everybody's here a lot for the boardwalk. I think that would help amazingly. Like maybe everybody that's so hurt about the beach and what's happening, that might alleviate some of the pain. Not sure.
My name is Lou Stern. I live at 19 North Madison. I only know a little bit about what goes on in engineering. But I am a professor, or I was a retired professor at Lehigh University, and I've never seen the Army Corps of Engineers do something right. And if you need 10 examples, I can give them to you. However, as I said, I live on Madison, and the problem we have with any of the storms that we've had, and I've only lived here for 30 years. The only problem we have ever had was from the bay, not from the ocean.
We've stressed that to them for years, sir.
Did you ever think of before today, before the Army Corps of Engineers started their work, to get some engineers who knew what they were doing?
We went to court.
We went to court three times to stop the project.
Hi, Patricia Costello, 9400 Atlantic Avenue in the Margate Towers. I'm between Adams and Jefferson. Adams has no handicapped entrance anymore. I know that you said you're going to put some kind of walkover or whatever. Come the 30th of this month, I would love to go to the beach, even though I am partially handicapped. I cannot walk 10 steps up, 10 steps down, and then hike the hill.
The handicap pass-through is there.
I know. I saw it.
They are supposedly going to install, as per the letter I received yesterday, they're going to put a temporary walkway because that's where they're storing the sand.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's all I know at this point. I don't know what type of temporary walkway. I don't know what grade it'll be. But they assured us they were going to do that. They've assured us of a lot of things. But they were assured us that they were going to do that. I don't know what it's going to look like. We'll try to pay as much attention to it as we can. We have this much control over them. They do what they feel they're entitled to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a contact with the Army Corps that's generally very frank with me. I will talk to him and ask him, what is it going to look like? Is there going to be a Moby mat over that whole
mats? Is that what they call them?
The blue mats.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there is blue mats there now, except it's 20 foot in the air. Well, the other day they came with small bobcats.
We did that. The city did that.
Okay.
Trying to alleviate the problem. But there was a meeting subsequent to that.
Uh-huh.
Commissioner Amadeo and the Army Corps was there. The DEP was there. Uh-huh. And there was a brisk discussion about what needed to be done there. So I'm hoping that was effective. They're in the process now. They finished the pipe work. They're in the process now of trying to get all the, and they're focusing from Coolidge down first,
mm-hmm,
to get those, the messy crossovers, or where there aren't, get them at least so that people can get on the beach this summer.
Right.
That's what I know.
Because I There's no way I can go to the beach from that entrance.
I understand. I was there. There was a 6-foot cliff there.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's a sheer, and the blue mat's on top of the sheer, but there's no way.
Well, they're going to cut that way down.
I don't know where they're going to put all that sand.
On the sides.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Good afternoon. Glenn Klotz, 118 North Barclay Avenue. I just have a question about the outfalls. I read in the Army, in the agreement, that they based the design on a 2014 hydrologist study, okay? I would like to know if in that study there's any mention of the placement, the fact that there's five, first of all, I think they're much bigger than most people thought they were going to be. That's one thing, okay? But the fact that they've put them all within about a mile. They're like, I think, 0.025 miles separated. I don't know, something like that. But they're all within a mile. Do you know if there's anything in that study about what the effect is going to be on the beach? Because it seems to me the size of those things, they're going to act like grinds. And they're essentially creating a groin field there that could have some really drastic effects on the beach south. And I would like to know that. I didn't see anywhere in there that report or the details of it are there.
I didn't see anything either. Okay. We didn't do the design. We didn't locate them. Okay. How they did locate them, I do know, is it's a series of elevation. The areas from Cedar Grove to Coolidge did not need a system because everything in those areas either goes back to the bay or goes to the outfall pipe on Monroe. So that's why they're mostly concentrated up from Vendome to Fredericksburg. There are a series of five pipes, outfall pipes, in the area of Gladstone to, or Granville to, maybe Fredericksburg. I forget, there's five of them off the top of my head. I'm drawing a blank. That had to be manifolded into one of the pipes, and they were much deeper than all the scuppers. And then the rest of them is just, they're more or less 5 to 6 blocks each is the drainage area.
Okay.
They designed them to a 100-year storm.
Right.
Which is where the 48-inch pipes came from.
Okay. I have one other question. We were told originally that these things were going to be essentially buried. Now, they are buried on the back of the beach and under the dune. However, okay, my concern is that, and I don't know what I'd like to know what the three, there's three more to be built, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so are those going to be under the beach most of the length? Because, you know, my concern is, and I think a lot of people's concern, is that they're not going to be buried. They're essentially going to be standing up like the picture that we had out there, and there's going to be a very large area of them, not just visible, but on the beach.
I would anticipate we're always going to have exposed pipes somewhere between the high and low tide line.
Is it possible, though, in the first question, that we could see that study? Or, I mean, I'm really concerned going forward that we could have a real problem. You know, we have three more of these to be built. And I'd like to know, did the Army do a study? Because if you put five groins in that area, there's got to be some kind of an effect on the beach, and it could be really detrimental to Margate going forward.
Yeah. I will ask them. Okay.
Steve Davidson, 209 North Essex. Margate. I'll just say my 2 cents. So in the fact sheet, the outfall pipes, the Army says it's to collect the runoff from Fredericksburg to Vendome from the ocean to Atlantic Avenue. It states that Margate had the one outfall pipe on Monroe Avenue that was to do Cedar Grove to Coolidge, about a half a mile linear length. Five outpipes full. Pipes are being constructed between Vendome and Douglas and all that, which is about 1.2 miles. And each one is about at least twice the size of the Monroe Avenue. Okay, so, and you're stating that I guess you built those five for the 100-year storm or Noah's Ark or whatever. Now, the fact sheet states that the outfall system was coordinated with the city and the state, so I guess you guys, if you're the city and the DEP, I guess you guys coordinated all that together, right? Yeah. Well, it does state that. And John Amadeo, does he exist here? I don't see him. Anyway, he stated on the Dan Skeldon show that we need protection, we need to make the experience on the beach enjoyable and less disruptive. Okay, I don't think so. I think the outfall system is disruptive. Can't pronounce. We do need to see the impact study. You should have done an impact study. They should have done an impact study on these outfall pipes. I don't know. Five pipes in that range, mathematically, I don't see, you know, why you need them that big. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, the impact study, yeah, we need to see the study. There's got to be a mathematical formula, how much rain falls between Atlantic Avenue and the bulkhead, and we'll get those numbers, and you're going to get those numbers. You promised to get those numbers.
Just to clarify that, they did do the calculations, and that's where they came up for a 100-year storm for the drainage area. That's the size.
I can't imagine any 100-year storm creating that much rain, but anyway. You need to make the walk along the, first of all, you bisected the beach, like we're saying about,
We didn't do it.
Okay, they did it.
Okay.
They bisected the beach and made it very hard for people to get to the beach.
Agreed.
Now, you chopped it up in sections. People aren't going to be able to walk along the beach. So I guess your only choice is a boardwalk or whatever to solve that problem, because our city is just, our beach, as they say, is our jewel. Mm. You said that. It has been destroyed.
We're in total agreement.
Okay, time's up.
Thank you.
I'll see you.
Man. Take care. Anyone else?
Mark Cotilli, 114 North Lancaster Avenue. It looks to me like at the very beginning we made a mistake. We're talking about designing to a 100-year storm. That's not what you want to do. You don't want to design to the maximum.
We didn't.
Whoever did.
The Army Corps. Correct.
But they see, if you have an average storm, you look at an average storm, and then you say, well, I'll go 80% more. Now, if your 100-year storm comes, okay, it's going to take something with it. But you certainly have attenuated it quite a bit with the things you did for 80% of it. More than the average. But the design for the maximum, that's what's killing everybody. You need extra large pipes. You need extra high dunes.
However, in order for the Army Corps to get the project funded, again, they're the ones who chose the 100-year storm.
Yeah,
the reason they chose it is because that's what they're, at least this is how it was relayed to me. They're required to design to that storm to justify utilizing tax dollars to federal tax dollars to create the system. That's because we had talked to them about a reduction in size that they have to do. They have to design to 100-year storm because that's their standard for flood protection before they can get the money.
Well, that's, 50 years is a generation. So that's like two generations. If you're here, you're a person at the shore and you expect some damage from a 100-year storm. You don't design to withstand no damage from 100 years storm.
Okay.
That has to be crazy.
Thank you, Art.
Hi, Marvin Weinstein, 7 North Osborne Avenue. I'll be very brief. I've lived here for 30 years, and what's been done is done. I'm not sure there's much you can do about it. But what you can do, if you could, is the access to the beach for people my age and people like the lady that was here before that had some very, very serious issues. What I would suggest is that each of you or somebody, you designate somebody to walk every beach, to get on, to see how the access is from Osborne Avenue to the beach, from Vendome to the beach. Walk everybody, one person, walk and see how difficult it might be and do something about it. You can't do anything about the drains. You can't do anything about anything else. But maybe you can do something about make it easier for people like me, you know, to get to the beach. I'm the house schlepper. I take all the stuff to the beach. I take all the chairs to the beach. I let them on a cart, and I schlep it down to the beach. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that anymore. I'm not sure I'm going to buy a beach tag. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to use the beach. You know, that's how I feel. And what you need to do, you're stuck with what you have, but please, please, please look at every single street and see what the access is and see whether you can improve the access. Maybe it's the footing. Maybe it's the boards that are going across the access. Maybe there's rubber mats. Maybe there's things that you can do that can make it easier for people like me, you know, to get to the beach.
We will do that, Mr. Owens.
Thank you.
We've already started.
Bob Gendelman, 11 South Vendome. My complaint today is about the outflow pipe and the structure and how ugly it is. And my suggestion is if we can maybe put rocks around it, make it look like a rock jetty, at least, you know, make it a little bit more eye appealing. That's one thing. And I understand that certain beaches don't have any more handicap access on the side areas where they used to have. It's been taken away. Like on Adams, is that correct?
No.
So, okay.
The existing structure, the handicap access cut through is there.
Okay.
Okay. The same as it always has been. The Adams is one of the beaches that will have a temporary crossover this year because there are temporary stockpiles of excess sand which will be necessary to finish the drainage project in the fall. Okay, but there were no handicap cut-throughs eliminated in this project. There are four official handicap crossover ramps in the city. That's what the federal law required. We have 22, and I have funding for two more of those openings. The difference between the handicap crossovers and the standard crossovers is that the handicap crossovers are on a 1-12 slope. The standard crossovers are a 1-7 slope. They're not that different, okay? However, the handicaps have railings. The non-handicaps just have split rail fence.
Okay.
Okay.
Getting back to the rock jetty, who can we challenge on that? How can we get that done?
We're preparing a letter, Bob, to send to the DEP and probably go out tomorrow. We really can't talk about it because they haven't received it yet. One of the things we're going to talk about is the way the beaches look. So that will be addressed.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I either have a ridiculous harebrained question or some sort of stroke of genius. Are the citizens of the city allowed to band together to sue the Army Corps of Engineers?
But
we did it on your shoulders. What if we took it off your shoulders? Class action suit.
Let me know. I'll join.
Okay, you already know who I am, right?
No, you got to say it again.
Sir, Hal Augustine, 8 North Pembroke. So in the old days, before the dunes, when the water laid on the back of the beach, you guys came with bulldozers and you carved your little groove, the water ran out, and then you put the sand back. Okay. So given the impact that the pipes have on our beaches and our ability to transgress from block to block, what would have stopped the... having the pipes end where the dunes are. And when we have that big rush of rain and whatever else, you still have the equipment, I presume, and you do whatever you have to do, and you put the sand back.
Use the mic, Ed.
I'm sorry. Due to the elevation of the beach, the design of the berm is at 7.75. So the dry area, that flat, large dry area, is well above the street ends. So you couldn't put a piping system. They had to run the pipe at a minimum slope as far as it took to get it to actually what they call a daylight. It had a daylight to get the water out of it. So you couldn't, and we've talked about that also. It's not a bad idea. It's just, it's purely the fact that the dune and the berm are so high. And they're, and once they do their design, I think God comes down and tells them it's okay because they seem to only report to God. But it's, that's what it is, okay?
So there's no option for that?
No, there's...
Thank you, sir.
Okay, the Beach Street and Storm Sewer System, all the pipes are in from Vendome all the way up to Clarendon. Claremont is missing right now, but that'll be done as soon as that pipes issue, I mean, the pole issue is resolved. They are, the concrete contractors following closely behind the pipe crews. There currently are three crews working today. The B streets are being done. The two A streets will follow. They'll start the A streets tomorrow. Then it would be, Fredericksburg would be the only one. Then it's cleanup and the concrete capping has to be done. They're moving quickly now. We were hoping to get them as complete as possible by the beginning of the season. So now the streets that are not tied into the Army Corps system, which would be everything from Mansfield to Ventnor, will still be operating under the temporary systems that the Army Corps has installed. Everything from Nassau to Vendome will be operating in the finished gravity system that has been installed by the Army Corps. So there's two systems that are in. System 5, which is Rumson to Vendome. System 4, which is Nassau to Quincy. Okay, they are, set for all intents and purposes, pipe-wise, and most of the and all the connections to the street ends are done for those two systems. So that's the beach end. And then there, I will reference a letter from the DEP that I received based on questions I asked that will give a better definition of what I'm talking about. And the beach headquarters, the lifeguard headquarters is done. The city went down, did a great job redistributing the sand around there. There's a nice area there now adjacent to the headquarters. The Army Corps and DEP permitted the city to redistribute one of the old dunes, and it came out really nice down there. It's worth taking a look at. Now, there is a letter that answers questions. I sent several letters to the DEP. This is in response to one of them. I don't know if you want me to read everyone or just tell everyone that's on the internet.
That letter is on the internet now?
Yes, this page.
Okay. Can I just interrupt you one second, sure, and explain to the audience what we're talking about? We have been in contact for months with the DEP and Corps of Engineers just yesterday, or was it yesterday or today?
Today.
Well, we got a response. So Mr. Wahlberg is referring to questions that have been asked for the last, I think, March and April, and they're just getting responses to those questions.
These questions answer my letters of March 8th, March 15th, April 10th, April 17th, that we're finally getting answers to those letters that I sent. And the main body of that letter with all the answers is on our website, is in Margate City's website right now. So it's a rather lengthy page. I would suggest everyone take a look at it. And it'll pretty much, it calls out what we're going to be looking at for the summer. Now, relative to the project, like I said, the Army Corps or Walters Marine has completed drainage number 4. They are in the process as of today of starting to clean up the beach, demobilizing, getting their equipment, getting their materials, dressing up various locations to try to essentially be off the beach as soon as possible.
Can I interrupt while we're talking about the beaches? These letters were received today. We have written a letter, we being the commissioners, to the DEP, which will be going out tomorrow, asking for more information. Also asking them to come to Margate and have a public meeting so that the public can ask them questions directly. I can't share that letter with you yet. It hasn't been even mailed to them. They'll probably get it Monday. We'll put it up on the website on Monday, and you can look at it then. If you have any questions about that, you can certainly contact anybody, City Hall or the commissioners.
Ken Rose, 509 North Union Avenue. I was away for the winter, and I was surprised when I got back to see the difference in the grade of the beach between the bulkhead and the dune. And my question is, would it be possible now with that grade level for the water to perk coming through the scuppers, and we wouldn't need the pipes to put it in front of the bulkhead or in front of the dune?
It improved somewhat when they refilled. Initially, they had excavated the grade to elevation 4.5 on 1988 datum. That was their plan. The entire city between the dune and the bulkhead would be excavated. Now, in some areas, it was a foot. In some areas, it was 3.5 feet.
Yep.
Okay. We had a storm, major storm, but nothing out of any different than we have all summer. We had a foot of standing water for weeks after that. They finally realized they were wrong, okay? Even though they told the judge they were right. They came back and they filled. They filled a couple feet of sand. We still had wet sand. We still had, because they can only fill up to the bottom of the scuppers. And the scuppers vary with the street elevations. And the street elevations, for example, Fredericksburg, the street elevation may be close to 10. You go to Douglas Avenue, which is not that far, and it's elevation 4.5.
Okay.
What would happen since they built the dune is you would have several areas of beach that were fine, and many areas of beach, the low beach, that would be constantly wet. Okay. The water would come across at Barclay, for example, and it would flow onto the beach. And then since it cannot go past the dune, it's going to migrate with the gradient, down gradient to say, Douglas Avenue. Mm-hmm. It would always be wet there. Okay, that is the reason. And I know the one gentleman didn't believe me. That is the reason there was a storm system had to be installed.
Well, I understand that. And your thought
is a valid thought. It's just, it will help. Some of it would have been okay, and some of it is okay right now.
Yeah.
Some of it is not. That's why they have the emergency pumps put in, and they run with a float system that as soon as the water level gets where you don't even see it on the beach, they start pumping.
Yeah, I only looked at the beach at Quincy, but I don't know what if they increase the grade further up the beach to the level that it is at Quincy.
Between Rumson and Vendome, for example, it's been increased to 7.5. Okay. But the scuppers are below that. So what would happen is the water would just hit the scuppers, go into the sand, and flood the street for 3 or 4 days before it would go away.
Okay.
As I remember, in a lot of places...
Thank you.
One of them.
Okay, please, go ahead.
Some of the places where the scuppers were, there was a hole there. It was deeper.
Right.
And it would make it easier to absorb that water.
We had a very simple system with dealing with our water. And that was Frank, and not that you're simple, Frank. Frank and his guys, after a storm, would open them up and let the water flow.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah. All right. I just thought I would express my feelings.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon, Dan Loveland, 120 South Jefferson. I apologize, I missed the first part of the meeting, so I'm talking about something out of turn. The Brigantine design, where they have the diverted pathways to the beach, is that a option we could talk about or consider? it feels like we continue to build on top of this thing. We're just kind of making things worse.
We proposed that to the Army Corps and the DEP, and they said, oh, it's pretty. No. Okay.
So what is our path forward now with that? Is it, are we continuing to discuss things with them or not?
The mayor, yes.
I know, Jerry. We're preparing a letter to be sent tomorrow asking, amongst other things, for them to come and sit with us, sit with the public, and answer questions.
Yeah.
So we hope that they'll be able to do that, and we'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Last call.
I need name and address.
Come to the microphone, ma'am. Sorry, name and address.
Lisa McLeod, and I have, my address is 9501 Pacific. But my question is this: why is Mr. Kavanaugh so upset with you, per se, when it sounds like you're doing everything you can?
Is he still here?
To help us? I don't know. I don't know.
I'd like to ask the same question.
I just...
I've been asking that for a few years.
Thank you.